My name is Riyad Mohammed. I'm a fourth year integrated media student at OCAD University. I really want to work in production, either like a production manager or director.
Hi, my name is James Fisk. My current occupation is payload operations for Nextologies. My responsibilities include 24-hour programming for file-based channels. So a lot of that entails everything from the graphics you see come on your television to advertise the next show coming up, like when you're watching television and you see something like, say you're watching Fox and you see like an ad pop up for like The Simpsons and like the bottom of the screen, I'm responsible for stuff like that.
Hi, my name is Linda Costanza. I'm currently a full-time employee with the Bank of Montreal in a management position. I went to school at Humber College studying radio and broadcasting.
Well, for the last 2 years, I've really been working on building a portfolio by doing internships and unpaid shoots and really just kind of working on this weekends to do whatever I can to build my portfolio so I have something to show when I go into wherever I want to apply to and have the work that really stands out from the other people who are applying. I definitely don't think I'm going to be getting into the career position, the actual final goal that I want, but rather a position that will eventually lead to that goal. I think really with just like every other job, you kind of have to work your way up. You can't just start in the top position.
100% is like an understatement. Like it, you have to devote your life to this. Basically, once you're in and you don't leave work like physically and mentally. I really had to stand out. There's millions and millions of people that go to school for this kind of stuff. And it's a competition for sure. And then also the fact that getting the experience doesn't usually entail getting paid.
It's no longer about specializing in just one thing. You're expected to be able to write, edit, and even though I'm applying for to be a radio host, you're expected to know everything else that goes along in that field.
Well, I think a lot of people believe that there's just nothing that really goes into production in general. A lot of people believe that they could pick up an iPhone and just shoot exactly what we're shooting, when really there's so much budgeting and so much more equipment and how like picky everyone is in the production field compared to what people actually see. Is there's a huge contrast, and it's not really easy for people to understand all the effort that goes into production.
Outsiders view my job as if it's a walk in the park. I have the easiest thing to do in the world. Oh, must be so nice to just like go press a button, just do this, just sit back, when they have no idea how much money you have to invest, how much time you have to invest, all the people that you have to go, the parameters from even like setting it up, obtaining the right shots, the formatting, like the structure. There's so many things, and people just think, oh, because I can record a video on my phone, I can throw it up online. Oh, it must be so easy, or download an app. They don't realize what really goes into editing, what goes into broadcast standard. They'll never understand unless they've actually done it themselves. Like my own family has like really, no matter what I do or show them, they'll never truly understand what I'm doing for a living.
I definitely don't think I'm going to be getting into the career position, the actual final goal that I want, but rather a position that will eventually lead to that goal. I think really with just like every other job, you kind of have to work your way up. You can't just start in the top position.
I found myself struggling to get interviews, which I did. I got interviews, but I never got any callback. It was a huge struggle. And I just find that it was very unfair looking back, because, you know, I never had the chance to actually prove myself in that field. And even though I have the passion and the drive to be in that field, it was just very, really hard and disappointing.
It is an art, but it is a skill at the same time. And I've spent hours and hours and hours on a project and poured my heart and soul into it. And then my production coordinator and manager could turn around and hate what I've done, or they like it, I like it, and then the client doesn't like it. And it's just stressful because it's like, it's numbing. After a while, you've like looked at it, heard the same voices and done like millions of cuts and color corrected, stabilized, you've gone out, or even when you've gone to an event and say if something happens or you didn't get it, it's a live event. It's a one shot, like you can't go back. There's only so much you can fix in post. It can be very daunting and stressful, but then it can be very beautiful and humbling at the same time too, especially if you're the only one who was there to capture like the moment and no one else was able to. You get to share that after with the world, and it's there forever.